ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय केचिदाहोरजं जातम् पुण्यश्लोकस्य कीर्तये यदोक्तस्यान्वभाये मलयस्यैव चन्दनम् केचिराहोरजं जातम् पुण्यश्लोकस्य कीर्तये यदोक्तस्यान्वभाये मलयस्यैव चन्दनम् Some say that the unborn is born for the glorification of pious kings, and others say that he is born to please King Yadu, one of your dearest devotees. You appear in his family as sandalwood appears in the Malaya hills.
Kitidahu Rajanajatam Punnas Lopa Sakitae Jada Priyasa Annavai Malayasa Eva Chandanam. So, Krishna has nothing to do. He is the supreme. Why he shall have something to do? Atasatakam Karanam. This is the definition in the Vedas. God has nothing to do. He is self-sufficient. Neither he has got any aspiration. Just like we are thinking of purchasing this land, that land. Why Krishna will think like that? Because every land is belonging to him. So he has nothing to purchase. Everything is there. So, why he comes? That is the same way as Krishna says personally. He comes for Pritranaya Sanusana Sadhuna Vinasaya Jadushi. He wants to give protection to the devotees, to glorify the devotees. That is his business. Otherwise he has no business. There's nothing to do. Just like a devotee has nothing to do except serving Krishna, except to see Krishna is pleased. Similarly, Krishna has nothing to do but he wants to glorify his devotee. This is a situation. This is a thamang prapadvam. See? If you dedicate your life for glorifying the Supreme Lord, the Lord is also ready. His business is to glorify you. Otherwise he has no business. Therefore we have it said that Priyas, Jada Priyas, King Jadu became very dear to Krishna by his rendering service. Priyas, as Krishna is very dear to the devotee, similarly, devotees are also very, very dear to Krishna. There is another verse, sapadamulam bhajata priyas. Sapadamulam bhajata priyas. If one is engaged at the lotus feet of Krishna, he becomes very, very dear. Sapada mulam bhajata priyas. Bhajata. One who is simply engaged for rendering service to the lotus feet of Krishna, he has no other business. He becomes dear. And as soon as you become priya or dear to Krishna, then your all problems solve. Just like if you become a dear child of a very big rich man, then what is your problem? Automatically. He's taken care of. Because he has become dear child of a very big man, so what is his problem? No problem. Similarly, we have to become very dear to Krishna. Then all our problems are. These rascals, kurmis, they do not know. They want to become happy by their own endeavor. That is called kurmi. They are working very hard, the same thing, to be very happy. And the devotee is also trying to become happy. Everyone is trying. Sukham mātkaṁ tikaṁ jastat tat atindriya grāyam. Everyone is trying to become happy. Because to become happy is our natural tendency. Ānandamaya vyāsāt. Everyone is trying to become happy. But the kurmis, the jnanis, the yogis, they do not know how to become perfectly happy. They are making their own endeavor. Kurmis are trying to work hard and hard day and night to get money, somewhere or other, never mind black and white, bring money. I must have nice car, nice house, nice bank balance. This is good. And Jnani, when he is fed up with working, when he understands that this working hard and bank balance could not make me any way happy, so therefore this is false. All these activities that are the Brahma Sattva, Javan Mitha. The beings become disgusted and take to Brahma, Brahma Sattva. But Brahma Sattva is fair, but because they are trying to understand Brahma by their speculative method, they cannot understand Brahma. Athapithi deva padambujadvayam prasāda-lesānud-grihita-eva-hijjānāti-tattam. You can understand the Supreme Brahma. Simply understanding Brahma will not give you satisfaction. Simply understand. This will not. Suppose if you have got money and you are aware that you are a very rich man, you simply thinking that you are a very rich man and you see your money in the treasury, you will be happy? No. When the money is utilized in so many ways for your gratification, then you are happy. Similarly, simple understanding of Brahman, this realization will not make you. You have to utilize his Brahma's position. That means bhakti. This is called shantara. Simply to understand aham brahmasmi. This is called shantara. You must develop further. That is called dasara. To become the servant of the Supreme Brahma. Then further advance. Simply to understand that I am Brahma will not be. Just to give an example, it is very easy that if you simply understand you have got much money, just as we are trying to purchase land. But purchase land means I must have money. The money is there. So why am I happy? Why I am trying to purchase that? To utilize the money. That is required. Every businessman has got money, enough money. But why they are active in the business capital that went to the market, that market, this market, utilizes the same thing, simply to understand that Aham Brahmasmi. That's what they say. All these so-called sannyasis, simply understanding Aham Brahmasmi, I become now Narayan, not giving them satisfaction. But because they have no information about rendering service to the Parabrahma, they come to again to this material field to render service, to open a hospital, to open a school, to feed the Daridra Narayan. In this way, the image, because they want activities. So, Brahma realization without activity of Brahma will not allow you to stay in the Brahma position. You'll fall down. Arucha kritchena param padam tata patam jiyadha anadita jasmatam patam jiyadha. By great austerities and penance, they can rise up to the param padam on Brahma pad. But arucha kritchena param tata, from that place patam jiyadha, again falls down in this material world. Why? Anadhitajasmadam. Because they did not learn how to honor your lotus feet. Because they are impersonalists. They are not, the Brahma has no leg. And so how they will take shelter of the leg or lotus feet? Impersonal. Therefore the very word is used. Anadhitajasmadam. Angha means leg, lotus feet. So because they have no information, or even they have got information, they are not inclined to render service. Therefore, they fall. This is it. So, our business is not to realize simply that I am Aham Brahma. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna. When you understand that you are not this body, but you are spirit soul, then actually if you realize, then if I understand, Najayate Namayateva, this soul does not die. But here the Kurmis are working very hard because he is upset that if I do not work hard, if I do not get money, then I shall die out of service. But if you are actually Brahma realized, if you understand that I will not die, then where is your activities? Will not die. If somebody, some physician gives you a tablet, now you take this tablet, you will not die. Then you will stop working, easy. Because I will not die. So, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, that is all right. Now, I am spirit soul, I understand, I will never die. That is Prasannatma. Nasujati Nakantha, there is no need of lamentation. Samasarvesu Bhute. But, Madhavakti Ravati Param, if you do not take to devotional service, simply by realizing that you are Brahma, will not help. And by devotional service, you can become dear. Just like Arjuna is addressed by Krishna, Bhaktosi Priyosi. You are my devotee and very dear friend. So our business is somehow or other to become very dear to Krishna as a servant, as a friend, or as father and mother, or as lover, somehow or other. You become, to make Krishna your dear as master, or as son, or as father, or father they are doing everyone. Even ordinary person, if he's God conscious, he takes Krishna has supreme power, just like the Christians, they say that, oh, Father, give us our day. Father means to ask, give me. Nobody wants to give Father, but wants to take from Father. Sometimes our students, when they spend extravagantly, and I point out, he says, my Father has sent me. Sometimes, my Father has sent me. Why did you stay at Asoka Hotel? My Father sent me. Why not ask your Father to send money? Why you are collecting by making life members? So, an idea of Father. Father means that whenever I want to stay in Asoka Hotel, he will send money. Not that I will send money to Father, he may stay at Asoka. Nobody thinks that. Father may send money and I shall stay in Asoka. This is the idea of Father. Father means sex work. So, the Father conception of God, Mother conception of God, is not bad. That's right. In Bengal especially, they have got Mother conception. Mother conception means the same thing, to exploit. Take from Mother. Awesome. But the Vaishnava conception is not to accept God as Father or Mother, but as Son. Son means to give. Father means to take from him. And son means to take from the Father. So if you become Father of God, then your business will be to give, not to take. That is Vaishnava. From the very beginning of the son's life, the mother is giving service to the son, the father is giving service to the son. So therefore, the service is there. Even Krishna is afraid of Mother Yashoda. Why? Why Mother Yashoda was trying to bind Krishna? Because he disrupted the process of service of Mother Yashoda to Krishna. That is, Mother Yashoda tried that you have broken the butter and you have distributed to the monkeys, you rascal, then how you will live? I kept the butter for you so that you will eat and you will become happy. And you have broken that and you have distributed the butter to the monkeys, so you must be punished. So the aim is to serve Krishna. Not that Yashoda is thinking, my butter is spoiled by this child, therefore we should be punished. His answer to see that Krishna may not starve for want of butter. His child, he does not know, he has distributed the butter to the monkeys. But Krishna knows that these monkeys are not ordinary monkeys. Those monkeys have taken birth in Vrindavan and come to Krishna. Do you think they are ordinary ones? They are devotees. They are devotees, they are playing as monkey for Krishna's satisfaction. These are the intricate meanings of understanding Krishna's lila. Therefore Krishna says, janma karma me divvam jijana. So understand Krishna's lila. Therefore, we have to understand Krishna Lila, Krishna, from this book, Bhagavad Gita, but not direct. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends Bhagavad Gita Paro Bhagavad Sthaya. They try to understand Bhagavad, that Bhagavan, from the realized soul, not from the professional man. So, yes, Eshi Dahu Rajana Jatam Ahu Ajam Jatam. Contradiction. Now, Krishna says, Ajopi, although I am birthless, I do not take birth. Ajopi san, Abhayatma, Bhutanam Ishropi san. He is the Supreme Being. He is the master of everyone. And he never takes birth. Still, he takes birth. Contradiction. He never takes birth, although at the same time, Ajopi, here it is said, Kichidahu Ajam. God of Krishna is Aja. He never takes birth. But again he says, Jatam, he has taken birth. These contradictions should be understood. The Vedas, there are many such contradictions. Pashati, Achakhu, Krishna, God sees, but he has no eyes. Similarly, God, Krishna takes his birth, although he never takes birth. These are contradictions. Pasati, Asatku, Apani, Pada, Jabanat, Grahita. He has no leg, but he goes so fast, nobody can compute. These are Vedic statements, you'll find. And the Upanishad. Apani, Pada. He has no leg, he has no hand. Jabanat, Grahita. But if you offer him something, he takes. Krishna says, it is not my work. Patram pustam phalam toyam jomi bhaktya prajachati tadaham asnami bhaktya upritam. Now, if the Supreme Lord, God has no hand, no leg, then how he can walk? Just like Sakhi Gopal. Sakhi Gopal, he was apparently showing as made of stone, and the devotee is asking, my Lord Gopal, you have to come to give witness. Gopal was smiling and said, how you expect a deity can walk, that I shall go to give witness for you. The bhakta says, if the deity can speak and smile, he can walk. That is the conviction of devotee. And the other party, they agree that if Gopal comes to give witness, my sister will be given to you. He, because he is atheist, he is thinking that how this deity will come. He will never come, then I shall not have to fulfill my promise. You are confident that. That is the difference between a devotee and non-devotee. The non-devotee cannot understand. They will take it that once you say that God has no eyes, then how he can see? God has no legs, then how can he walk? God has no hand, then how can he accept your offering? Therefore, the conclusion should be that Ajopi, although Krishna never takes birth, and again he takes birth, he has taken birth, therefore his birth is not like our birth. This is the guy. He has no birth, but he has taken birth. Therefore, an intelligent man will conclude that his birth is not like ours. Therefore Krishna says, janma karma me divvam. It is all transcendental. It is not this ordinary birth. Ordinary birth means male and female union, then there is pregnancy, then the child comes out of the womb. It is not like that. It is, we can take this example, just like the sunrise in the morning, Udila Aruna Purovabhavi. Before the sunrise, the sky becomes reddish, and then the sun comes out. If somebody say that the eastern side is the birthplace of sun, is it a fact? No. The sun is always there in the sky, but with your limited eyes, you are seeing that now is sunrise. Sun does not rise, not set. Sun is already there. Your imperfect eyes, you see there is sunrise, there is sunset. Is it not a fact? Similarly, Krishna is always there. But because we do not know Krishna, therefore we understand that Krishna is taking birth from Devaki, or Krishna has taken birth in the family of the Jujus. Yes, he appears like that, that he has taken birth in the Juju family. Because why? The purpose is to glorify the family because it belongs to the devotee, Maharaj. That is his purpose. His real purpose is that the Jodhu dynasty, Maharaj Jodhu was a great devotee. He is a Jodhu Priyasa. He appears to take birth in the family of Maharaj Jodhu, that time Lord Ramchandra. He took birth in the family of Maharaj Raghu. Therefore, Lord Ramchandra is called Raghunath, Dasarathi. And Krishna is called Vasudev because he accepted Vasudev as his father. So, actually, Krishna has no birth. Krishna doesn't require, he can appear in anything. He is just like Krishna appeared Matsavata in the family of fish. Keshavadhita meena sarira jaya jagadish. Krishna took birth as a pig. Keshavadhita braha sarira jaya jagadish. Krishna is free. He can appear anywhere, everywhere. That's like Ishara Sarabhutanam with the Ishatana Sistati. He is situated in everyone's heart. So he is with everyone. Every living being has got Krishna. So Krishna is already there in the heart. From the heart he appears in front. Just like Dhruva Maharaj. He was meditating that Vishnu form of Krishna, and all of a sudden he saw that Vishnu is not there. Then he opened his eyes, he saw Vishnu is in the front. So what is the difficulty for Krishna? If he is within the heart and he comes in your front, is it very difficult task for him? But the rascals, atheists, they cannot understand. Krishna is everywhere. That is explained here. Jadap Priyasa Annavaya. He can appear. How it is? Malayakseva Chandanam. The sandalwood is famous as produced in Malaysia. And Malaya, I think, formerly they used to grow sandalwood in Malaysia. What is that capital? Kuala Lumpur. Yes, he has been in Kuala Lumpur. Now instead of sandalwood, they are doing rubber. Rubber. So formerly, Malay Chandan, Malayas, Malayan, Malayan Chandan, sandalwood was very famous. Still it is famous. So, this Chandan tree can grow anywhere. But it is famous as Malayan Chandan. Similarly, Krishna can appear from anywhere. He is independent. But he appears as this descendant of the Jodha dynasty. Why? Jodha Yasha. Punna Shloka Sapkitai. Those who are devotees, that Punna Shloka. Or Krishna is also Punna Shloka, Uttama Shloka. Krishna Janadhamme. As Krishna is known as Uttama Shloka. Similarly, the devotees are called Punna Shloka. How they become Punna Shloka? Simply by hearing about Krishna. Sinnathang Sapatha Krishna. Punna Shloka Kirtan. Anyone who is always in contact with Krishna, he is Punna Shloka. And Krishna is Uttama Shloka. Uttama Shloka Bhagavati Bhakti Bhavati Naishthiti. So these are the terms used in the Shastra. As Krishna is Uttama Shloka, similarly, the devotee is Punna Shloka. As a devotee worships Krishna with selected poems, Uttama Shloka, they are not ordinary. Chintamani, Prakara, Sadhmasu, Kalpa, Vikkala, Khapite, Su, Sudhavi, Gavi. These are not ordinary verse. These are transcendental verse. Govinda Madhipurusam Tamaham Vaya. So, Krishna is worshipped by transcendental verses, transcendental language, Vedic language, that is transcendental language. That's what is called Uttama Sloka. The Punna Sloka, when it advanced, he can worship the Uttama Sloka. Nasta Prayesu Abhadresu. Nittana Bhagavata Siva. Nitta, daily, regular. So, as you are daily hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, if you go on, then nastapraya, everything, all dirty things within your heart, Tita Dharpana Marjana, it will be all clean. Then you become Punna Sloka. Punna Sloka. Nittana Bhagavata Siva. Sinnatana Savata Krishna Nittam. Punna Sloka Pita. Simply by hearing. So we are inviting everyone to become Punna Sloka. Simply by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. There is no. Come here. Take prasadam. Chant Hare Krishna. Dance in jubilation. Become Punna Sloka. And Krishna, you become very dear to Krishna. This is Krishna. Thank you very much.